Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee says she's not hostile toward Obamacare, but Judge Amy Coney Barrett is declining to say where she'd likely stand on a number of landmark rulings that many moderates and liberals fear could be overturned with another conservative on the high court. NPR's Nina Totenberg says Barrett could lean further right than the conservative chief justice.
I think, and this is only, this really is a bit speculative, most likely to be siding with the most conservative members of the court, Justice Thomas, Justice Gorsuch, Justice Alito, and less with a much more middle ground kind of conservatism that the Chief Justice prefers and likes to take things at very slow incremental steps and, wherever possible, not inject the court into a huge national controversy.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Judge Barrett's expected confirmation has revived discussions in Democratic circles over the tactic of packing the court. NPR's Asma Khalid reports that Democratic Party's presidential nominee Joe Biden has given his clearest indication in weeks on where he stands on that idea.
Biden has recently been dodging questions of whether he would support the idea of adding Supreme Court justices to the bench if he were to win the presidency. He told reporters last week that voters would know his opinion on the issue when the election is over. But on Monday, in an interview with Cincinnati's WKRC, he offered a more direct answer.
I'm not a fan of court packing, but I don't want to get off on that whole issue.
Biden said the focus ought to be on why President Trump is rushing to appoint a new justice when people are already voting.
The focus is, why is he doing what he's doing now? Why now?
As recently as last year, Biden publicly opposed court packing, but his unwillingness to offer clear answers in recent weeks is an issue Republicans are trying to capitalize. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The U.S. Fifth Circuit has blocked a lower court move that would have expanded Texas voters' access to drop-off sites for mail-in ballots. Here's Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider.
The ruling concerned an order by Governor Greg Abbott that limited each Texas county to a single drop-off site for mail-in ballots. A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit issued the ruling. Writing for the panel, U.S. Circuit Judge Kyle Duncan said the October 1st proclamation abridges no one's right to vote. He said, leaving the governor's proclamation in place still gives Texans absentee voters many ways to cast their ballots in the November 3rd election. These methods for remote voting outstrip what Texas law previously permitted in a pre-COVID world. Plaintiffs are now considering their next moves. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
This is NPR News. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a significant decline in global economic growth this year. It is now forecasting a 4.4% contraction, which would be the worst since the Great Depression. Social Security recipients are getting a 1.3% cost of living increase next year. For the average retired worker, that amounts to roughly $20 a month increase. To many Americans, that may be of little comfort during the health and financial crisis inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. The cost of living increase this year was slightly higher at 1.6%. The Labor Department is reporting a slowdown in inflation. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
Consumer prices rose just 0.2% in September, half the increase of the month before. A jump in used car and truck prices accounts for most of that increase. Food prices were flat, as falling costs for groceries in September helped to offset the rising price of restaurant meals. Food prices are still significantly higher than they were a year ago, with grocery prices up more than 4% over the past 12 months. Energy prices, however, have fallen sharply during that period, limiting overall inflation for the year to just 1.4%. The Social Security Administration announced today that beneficiaries will receive a cost of living adjustment next year of 1.3%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 107 points at 28,730. NASDAQ was up slightly. S&P 500 down a fraction. This is NPR.